cap and trade, huh? So what is that again? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Congress is considering restricting the carbon emissions causing climate change with a cap and trade scheme. Cap and trade is nothing new. We've been using the market-based tool to reduce other pollution. Remember acid rain? Well, the government capped the pollutants causing acid rain. Frank O'Donnell is with the environmental group Clean Air Watch. He says then came the trade part.
Sources can either reduce their emissions further or purchase the right to pollute from other companies that reduce their emissions more than they need to.
O'Donnell says it was cheaper than anybody predicted, and it reduced acid rain but didn't eliminate it.
And the reason is that the cap and trade target was essentially a politically driven target. It was not one based fully on science.
In fact, the U.S. EPA is now proposing cutting acid rain pollutants even more. O'Donnell thinks a cap-and-trade scheme for carbon emissions could be far more complicated and far more susceptible to political maneuvering. But right now, it's the only game in town to tackle climate change. This is the Environment Report. A group of doctors, Physicians for Social Responsibility, has issued a new report called Coal's Assault on Human Health. It explains the health impacts of burning coal, but it goes beyond that. Dr. Alan Lockwood is a professor of neurology and nuclear medicine at the University at Buffalo and the principal author of the report. He says it was also important to look at the possible health effects of climate change.
Well, first of all, it would change the temperature, so more people would have heat-related illnesses. Insect vectors that carry diseases like malaria and dengue will increase their distribution. The possibility of reduced crop yields and secondarily starvation. And then, of course, there will be the increase in sea level, which will inundate many countries that have low-lying areas, such as Bangladesh and some of the countries in the Pacific, will be totally underwater. So all of those things add up to making this an important element of the coal story.
The Physicians for Social Responsibility report recommends no new coal-burning power plants and further cutting pollutants from existing plants.
No one has been able to demonstrate a level below which these pollutants are really completely safe. So the general consensus is that the lower they are, the less likely they are to affect health in an adverse manner, producing things like attacks of asthma, myocardial infarcts, strokes, things of that nature.
There's a huge campaign by the coal industry touting clean coal, but coal is not clean, at least not yet.
They're working very hard to convince people that it's possible to use coal in a manner that is clean and doesn't pollute the environment. But that's a concept that is more in the future if it ever proves to be practical.
Sounds like you're a clean coal skeptic.
I'm from Missouri on that one.
I have, Show me state.
Well, I'm a clinical neurologist and I'm a scientist, so I want to see proof and data rather than pie-in-the-sky claims.
Dr. Alan Lockwood is the principal author of the just-released report, Coal's Assault on Human Health, from the Physicians for Social Responsibility. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.